You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. I'm sitting here thinking about all the things I have to do today. Today I actually have a very, very busy day. It's crazy. I'm looking at my schedule. I'm like, okay, I need to do this. I need to think about that. And then the thing that comes to me now is my mom would always say to me when I was little, she's like, Tabitha, what are your priorities? Think about your priorities. And that's the one thing that never really upset me because she was right. When you think about what's most important, I mean, even if you take just 5 minutes to think to yourself, okay, I need to do this first. And in order to do that first, I need to accomplish this. And then this thing isn't as important, so I can do that next, and so forth. Otherwise, if we just go about our days not really having a plan or a strategy or thinking things out for just a moment, it's going to get chaotic, it's going to be stressful, and at the end of the day, you'll learn a lesson and maybe you'll do things differently. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you'll remain in the same cycle over and over and over and over again. Your soul, your purpose, your spirit wants you to be happy, essentially, at the end of the day. Now, this might sound totally cliche, and what does that mean? We aren't supposed to always 100% be super duper happy. It's just not possible because we have emotions, we have feelings, we have thoughts, and all of these combined together create different types of energies. We have to deal with other people. And so it's not always possible to be happy. But when we are content, when we feel successful, when we feel like things are lined up and we are aligned with what we feel is our purpose or what makes us feel like we have a purpose, we are purposeful, then we are vibrating on a very high level. Things seem to just magically be given to us in some way. Things are serendipitous, they fall in line. And when we find ourselves in a slump or a stoop, or a dark hole in the corner of a room somewhere, I do believe that that's beneficial for us as well, as long as we don't stay there for too long. We have to give ourselves the benefit of a doubt. There's a reason why we're experiencing those darker emotions, because those darker emotions are trying to help us understand what essentially is making us feel that way, and do we need to make a change? Or perhaps there's been something horrific that's happened and we just have to go through the emotions, we have to mend, we have to heal. So, what keeps you behind? What is it that keeps you from getting ahead? I'm going to explain to you a little bit about what I personally deal with because I think that it's helpful for one. And honestly, I'm just going to put myself out there because, you know, I think that it's helpful. I'm sitting here thinking about all the things that I have to do because I have an insanely crazy busy day. And they're not always like that, but I bet you can relate. We are so much more alike than what we think we are as human beings. Sometimes we may say, oh my God, I don't have enough time. I can't do it. I'm so stressed out, blah, 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 blah. But are we putting extra responsibilities on ourselves that aren't necessary? That's one thing that you can think of right off the bat. Am I doing too many things that are just unnecessary? Now, you might immediately think, oh, everything is necessary that I have to do. But is it really? So just take a moment to assess what is really necessary and what isn't. Your sanity, in my mind, is the number one priority. Your family, those that you love, your responsibilities, yes, but sometimes we put unnecessary stress on ourselves. So I want you to think about what's holding you back. What do I get stuck with? What are my culprits with success? Why have I not created something for myself that I have been wanting to create? The one thing that keeps me stuck is I just tend to second guess myself and then I don't make a decision. So I'm whirling around thinking, oh, well, what about this? Or maybe this will look better. Or maybe I should do this. Or, well, what about if I do this? And I keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth because I don't want to make a wrong decision. And then that would make it would seem waste even more time if I make the wrong decision. So I end up not making a decision. And then I forget about it and I get distracted with something else because I don't want to think about it. And I'm right back to square one, you know, maybe a week later, a few days later, a month later. And I think, oh yeah, that's right. I still need to address that problem or that goal of mine that I decided not to accomplish because I couldn't make a decision. So is it that important? Do you have to make a decision right now? Yes or no? Is it absolutely necessary? So you can kind of look at the priority of it. If the decision is keeping you where you are and you know you want to move forward, then the best thing is to feel it out, right? We can ask others' opinions. We can do our research. We can do our due diligence. But we have to feel it out. So a good thing that you can do is, quite frankly, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and have two options in front of you and say, if I move forward with this decision, option A, what would that feel like? And just find your immediate response. And then the next thing would be, okay, now if I go with option B, what would that feel like if I went with that option? And immediately tap into the sensations or the subtleness that you're receiving in the body. They don't just say, I felt it in my gut. It was a gut feeling for no reason. You might not actually be feeling it in the belly or in the gut, but your body is going to give you signals about what's best and what's not. Now, the mind is another whirlwind of its own entity because the mind is going to give you back and forth like, oh, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. The body will be more direct, but it'll be subtle. So the more that you practice that, the easier it'll get. So you have to practice it. Another thing that I struggle with is perfectionism, but I'm getting better with that because, like I said, I'm sitting here on my couch instead of sitting in front of my computer, all, you know, tall and, you know, sitting back in my chair and trying to make things perfect. And instead I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to wing it and do it this way. You begin to realize that perfectionism may come from your childhood. It may come from feeling as though in order to do this the right way, you may have received a certain reaction from a family member, a parent, someone that you admired, and that gave you the indication that you must perform a certain way in order to receive that recognition. But that's not always the case. It's important to feel recognized. It's important to feel heard and to feel seen. But we can do it in different ways that doesn't relate to perfectionism. The only way that we're really going to learn and get to the depth of what matters the most and what really resonates with us is when we make some GD mistakes. You just have to, you know, and I really don't like to use the word mistakes, but what the hell, I'm going to say it. It's more just a learning lesson. You have to move forward. You have to make a move. You have to make a decision. And if it's not the best, then so what? You learn from it. You see it from a different perspective. Maybe you had to experience it that way in order to come up with a result for yourself, in order to see, oh my God, I don't like that. Oh, okay, I'm gonna go about it in a different way. Perfectionism just truly just holds you back. Now, I'm not saying that you can't take time, you can't think about it, you can't make something better, but when you're going in cycles and circles and you can't make a decision because you need it to be perfect, sometimes just good enough is good enough and you move on and you feel so much more relieved because you just got it done. And then there you go. Another thing that keeps me behind is when I'm just inputting, I'm inputting, I'm consuming, I'm buying, I am taking in information. I'm doing all these things where I'm taking in energy and I'm not outputting energy. So my main example of that would be reading books and researching and taking in information and taking on courses and not really implementing or applying the information directly or as best as I could. I think that I do it indirectly throughout my life, but the problem is, at least for me, and this is great because I'm like self-assessing myself, I'm like giving myself a therapy session, and I'm assuming this is going to be helpful for you because, like I said, we're so much more alike than what we think as humans. So I oftentimes subconsciously believe, you have to recognize your subconscious beliefs as well, and you can do it, that by inputting and consuming and taking in that information, it feels productive. And I do think that it's necessary. But when you're doing it so much to where you're not doing much with it, when you know that you could be utilizing that information to help others, to help the world, to help your community, to help your family, if you're just doing it for selfish reasons, I'm going to say it, to escape from reality, to learn something, to feel like you're making some sort of progress, but you're not doing much with it, I think sometimes that's okay. Yeah, we need to escape sometimes. But if you're doing it so much to the point where you're not really getting far with it, then that's going to not get you very far, simply put. So that's another way of recognizing, or something that could keep you right where you are, is too much input and not enough output. That's actually something that I learned from Clifton Strengths Finder, or Gallup Strengths Finder. If you've never heard of that before, I highly recommend it. I absolutely love it. But it's called Strengths Finder. You can learn about your different strengths. And I just love it. So I recommend it to everyone. There's books, you can take an online assessment and you learn about the top 5 strengths that you have or more, and you can then utilize those. So I guess one of the things that I have learned and that I'm now sharing with you is about your strengths, which as a licensed school teacher and a psychic medium, I combined all of that information in my readings to help you along your way. You look at what you're naturally strong with, because if we focus on what we basically suck at, it's not really helping us. We need to start looking at the things that we are good at, the things that we enjoy, the things that we're naturally talented with. Now, this doesn't mean that, you know, one day you're just going to wake up and you have everything and it's perfectly put right in front of you. Even your natural talents need practice. They need attention. Okay, let's move on to the next one. The thing that may be keeping you behind, which definitely keeps me behind, is like just totally endless, ridiculous distractions. You know, for example, social media. I do think that social media, there's benefits to it. You can feel connected. You learn, especially now. Like there's so many experts out there. There's so many teachers out there, mentors, and those people that are inspiring you to follow your dreams. And there are daily messages, which is what I do as well. So there's good purposes for social media. But when I find myself just like my eyes are burning out of my head because I'm up until 1 o'clock in the morning, just endlessly, ridiculously staring at a computer for no damn reason, that is just stealing your precious energy from you. It's taking your sleep away from you, at least for me. It's taking your time and attention away from your family. And it's addicting. It totally is addicting. So you just have to recognize when this is happening. My sweet little niece, Elsie, I was with her the other night. My husband and I were watching her and her sister. And I didn't look at my phone nearly the entire time. But at the end of the evening, I wanted to get out my phone to text her mom. But she, you know, as a 7-year-old, almost 8, she doesn't realize that I'm texting her mom. But she immediately says, "Put down your phone." And I'm like, it's the most precious thing in the world. And I'm like, oh, you know, I explained to her, "Honey, I'm just texting your mom real fast." And then, but she's aware, like, you know, these children are aware, and they feel when you're not paying attention to them. I mean, it not only feel it, but they clearly see it. And yes, I know that sometimes it's necessary to hop on our phones or get onto our computers because it's what makes the world go round. And we have to have that sometimes, but they can be addicting. So just be aware of that. It keeps you in a cycle and it doesn't really get you far. And it's just sucking the life out of you when it's unnecessary. Okay. The next thing is I say yes to way too many people. you will learn that there comes a time when you have certain priorities. And maybe your family is your absolute number one priority right now, but maybe sometimes your business has to be the number one priority so then you can provide for your family in a way that will help them in the long run. Of course, there's always a balance and we want to try and maintain that balance. It doesn't mean that, you know, you have to have a structured routine every single day and it has to be perfect every single day. That's not what I mean by balance. Balance is a little bit of this here when it feels right. Maybe next month it'll be a little bit of that. And it fluctuates, right? Balancing fluctuates. Mother Nature fluctuates. But there's always these seasons that change. You have expectations. You know what's coming forth. But when you're constantly saying yes, either for yourself or like you're saying yes for yourself for something else, like, okay, yes, I'll go to that event, or yes, I'll talk to you on the phone, or yes, I'll answer the phone, even though you know, you're like, oh my God, this is so depleting, I don't really want to do this, that is societal pressure, and it's not helpful. There's other types of pressure. Maybe your friend needs you, so you need to spend a little bit of time, but perhaps you just set a limit to yourself, and then, you know, find yourself doing something else. But if you're constantly saying yes to, let's say you have children and you're like, yes, you're going to do this, you're going to be a part of that, you're going to do this, that's putting extra pressure on them. And I do believe that they need to try things out in order to figure out what they like. But you have to ask yourself, why am I setting up so many things for my children or for those that I love? Is it because I need my own time and I'm putting more pressure on them by getting them out of the house? So again, these are things that can keep us stuck. Because quite frankly, we have to look at what it is that we want deep down in our souls. Do we want to feel connected? Do we want our family around? Do we know that we need to reach out to someone that we love deeply and we've been thinking about? Do we need to let go of something or someone or some position? Do we need to move? Do we need to conquer our fears? Which I would say yes to that no matter what. Do we need to pay more attention to what our heart is telling us? So all of these things that mindlessly distract us, really at the end of the day, it's because our heart, your heart, is wanting you to do something, and yet it's scary as hell. And so inadvertently, you create these distractions. You choose to distract yourself. I choose to distract myself with unnecessarily burdensome tasks, things that create stress in my mind. Oh, I can't make a decision. Oh, I'll think about it later. Oh, I need to do this, or oh, I need to add this to my list. You know, and so sometimes things are going to be busier than others, but we can allow ourselves to breathe. We can allow ourselves to be at ease. Sometimes things are going to be more chaotic than others, but really your life, my life, our lives consist of what we really want to do with our lives. That's really what life is all about. Creating decisions, or making decisions, creating choices for yourself, creating options for yourself, because you're not stuck. It just feels that way. That lead you to where it is that you are wanting. That not only lead you to where it is that you want to go, but also that create a sense of peace within you right now in this very moment. It's not always about the future. It's about in this very moment as well. I know we put a lot of pressure on ourselves because we have responsibilities, especially if we have children, but even if we have a damn job, a career, you know, but we have to weigh the pros and cons here. What is just depleting our energy unnecessarily, and what is necessary? We have to wean out the things that are creating space in our lives, that are just taking up space, that doesn't need to take up space. We have to be real with ourselves. And a lot of times we need to create a space, a sacred space, whether intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, or quite physically. And in order to do that, we have to make the space. We have to get rid of something, whether that's a thought, an old behavior, an outdated habit, someone, you know, we have to recognize that we're just sitting in our comfort zones. That's really what the problem is. But your soul is wanting you to stretch, to live life, to be the motivative person that you actually are. You actually are ambitious. You actually are quite naturally motivated. I'm sure it doesn't feel that way. You probably are thinking, I want to feel more motivated. Feeling more motivated comes from movement. Making the choice to move with a decision, physically moving, intellectually, psychologically moving, the energy. When you're not implementing the things that you're learning and you're just maintaining that cycle, you're just doing it over and over and over again, and yet you're not expanding that circle, you'll find yourself quite frankly stuck. You're going to feel stuck. Doesn't mean that you are, but you have to do something differently. You have to do something that's scary as shit, and you have to recognize that that's just the way that it is. You have to basically face your fear and just do it. Now, I know, trust me, I'm talking as if it's easy and it's not, but I'm not talking about like doing something fearful, like you're going to literally lose your life. I don't mean that. I mean doing something fearful that you know is good for your soul. Doing something that you know that's going to get you to the next step, where you know that you will feel fulfilled, that you will feel exuberant, that you will feel relieved, even if you just give yourself relief. The minimal thing that you can provide for yourself is making space in your heart, in your soul, in your mind for something that will provide the sense of, oh my God, this is my soul. this is what my soul has been telling me to do. You can find connections, you can connect with other women. I have the circle here. You head to my website, tabithastitt.com/the circle. You receive messages for you in that moment with other women for what it is that our soul is calling us to do, how we can actually find that space, what it is that we need to let go of, although you probably already know. You probably already know. The thing is that we subconsciously like to remain where we are because we trick ourselves into thinking it's more comfortable. But you know that your soul is telling you to do otherwise. You know it. You know it. And the only way around this, the only way around it is truly through it. You just have to get through it by making a choice that is different than what you've been doing. I know it's not easy, but this is healing in itself. You may bawl your eyes out. You may cry. You may have to make a move that you never thought you would. I know it's not easy. It's not, but it is fulfilling. It is liberating. It is freedom. It is really contending to your heart. And that's what you can give yourself at the end of the day. That's what your soul is wanting you to do. And those experiences, once you choose to make that decision that perhaps makes you bawl your eyes out for a day or a week, you recognize that your soul needed that cry. Your soul needed you to be relieved. You're letting go of something that wasn't good for you, isn't good for you anymore. You're growing. You're expanding. You do not have to remain where you are. I hope this was helpful for you. I could go on and on, but I think I'll stop there. If you need to re-listen to this, go back, implement these tools. Know that you can do it. Remember that there is support. There's circles out there. There are people that you can connect with. I've been through therapy myself. I've done talk therapy. I've done cognitive therapy. I've spoken with psychic mediums myself as a psychic medium. I've spoken with my family and my friends. Getting the energy out in even the simplest form, which is either talking or writing, it will help you relieve what's within your heart. But recognize that oftentimes this is a little tricky because sometimes you think once you have that conversation, it tricks you into thinking that you have the thing resolved and yet you don't actually do anything about it. It just feels resolved because you got it off your chest and out of your heart and your mind. And yet it's still the same scenario. It's still the same environment. It's still the same whatever it is. So you have to be real with yourself. So it's almost as if you have to take the action, the hard action, the thing that's going to be uncomfortable, and then talk to someone afterwards to get through it. But if you talk to someone first, which you can do that obviously, but that might give you a sense of relief, and then you think that you trick yourself into thinking, oh, I have that resolved. But do you really? I think that it might help you make the decision. It might help you get through it. But just be mindful of those two options there. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You are doing it. You've already battled so many things. You've already gotten through so many things. I know that you have because I have. The women in my life have. The men in my life have. We're all doing this. We're all human beings. We're all trying to thrive. We're all trying to survive. We're all trying to get through this crazy life called being a human. You are, at the end of the day, a soul that has so much potential. Please don't limit yourself. You can do it. You can do it. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.